Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, your only LAFC podcast that does this in the middle of the day on a Friday because we're all having a panic attack together. I'm your host, Travis Helwig. I think it's just me today, but I don't know. I felt like a lot of us, you know, aren't really working hard if you have to work today. And if most of us have the day off because it's that space between Christmas and New Year's where you eat so much food that you feel like you might never walk again. And I want you to know that our team might never walk again. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, everyone. I don't know how long we're going to do this, but we're all panicking together. I think the panic might be unwarranted, but there's a lot of news to digest all at the same time. Back to back to back, all before noon. So I just want to run everyone through what we know and hear how everyone's feeling. I see we got some comments coming in. But first, let me just recap, in case we release this as a podcast, the news from just the last 4 hours. Okay? Hugo Lloris, former captain of France for about 8 seasons, or for a World Cup, captain of Tottenham for about 8 seasons. Won the World Cup with France, 37-year-old gentleman, coming over from Tottenham where he had a bit of a rough year, was benched, is going to join LAFC. In a void, I think I would be excited about this. Feels like a Berkey move. He's a little bit older than Berkey. We got to see the numbers. Not in a void, where we all thought Maxime Crépeau would be returning. This move has scared lots of us. We'll get into it. Then, we get that news first thing in the morning from FOB. Then, our good friend of the show, who told me he would have joined if he wasn't sick just now. I just saw his text. Tom Bogert drops. John McCarthy, starting goalkeeper for us for the majority of this past season, has joined. I need you to sit down. John McCarthy, a man who I have said repeatedly is the only good thing about the city of Philadelphia. John McCarthy has pulled the Raheem Edwards and will be driving 2 hours south to Carson to join the Carson Galaxy. We'll get into it. The other news of the day, a little less surprising. Diego Palacios, one of our most consistent players, our left back, probably has the most famous assist in LAFC history, is leaving us to go to Brazil to play with Corinthians. I don't think many of us want to talk about that. We can if we do. If people want to talk about that. we could talk about Palacios. I think we all want to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Max Crapo, how he fits into the Hugo Lloris news. McCarthy to the Galaxy is the one that hurts the most. I just want to see how I want to get a temperature check from the chat. How's everyone feeling today? Because I think coming into leaving this season, we just did our season wrap up. I also haven't prepared. This is going to be me rambling for a half an hour. So I apologize if I go all over the place. I don't think any of us thought that goalkeeper was what we were most worried about going into the offseason. I think we were worried about Vela. We were worried about Bwanga. We still haven't heard anything about Bwanga to Marseille, those rumors. I am feeling bad. And I just want to say this. We have our first caller, but I'm going to let him hang out for a second. I just want to say one thing. There are some very rational people who are saying rational things on Twitter, on the Patreon. I think they're smart. They're saying, hey, this guy is one of the best goalkeepers of a generation. Yes, he's going to start for us. I don't think he would. And I agree. I don't think he would come over here to take a backup spot when he could probably take a backup spot somewhere closer to where he lives and where he's lived for a long time. I want those rational people to know that we're sad, not because we think Hugo Lloris is a bad keeper, although he did have quite a bad season. We're sad because sports isn't statistics. Football, I can't believe I've started calling it football. Soccer is not statistics. It's not about, you're not playing Soccer Manager on your phone. You know, you're not playing Football Manager. It's about stories. We watch sports for the stories. We watch sports for the MLS Cup final, where Palacios in the 128th minute crosses the ball to Gareth Bale. Gareth Bale scores. We go to overtime. That happens. We're in the 128th minute because Maxime Crapo literally gave up his body so that we could win the cup. Broke, shattered his fucking leg, was out for almost a year. Rehabs with the team, comes back, takes over the spot this year. Crapo, a hero of our greatest game. Who? Bale, another hero. Palacios, arguably more important to that goal than Bale. John McCarthy, who barely played all season long, comes into the game cold and dominates in penalties. I don't think there's a person who's an LAFC fan that can't say that those two keepers are two of the best stories in the history of the club. We're a short-lived club. We haven't been around for a long time, but those two keepers have the best fucking stories for our team. And I'm a sentimental guy. I'm an emotional guy. I'm a guy who likes stories. And so to know, even if Hugo Lloris is as good as he is, even if he is an unbelievable season, and I have a feeling being bad in EPL is not the same as being bad in MLS. I have a feeling he'll be okay. I don't think it's a Kenneth Vermeer situation. Even if he's good, this sucks. It's sad to lose John McCarthy to our biggest rival. And we can talk about whether or not we're going to boo the guy. We can talk about that. I don't know if I have it in me to boo John McCarthy. I know some of you guys do. But Max deserves to start. And I don't think Hugo comes unless he's guaranteed the starting spot. I don't think Max is back. I think we lose both of our keepers. Guys, I know there's some folks who think there might be a keeper battle. I don't think we're there. So I just want to say it's okay to feel sad and annoyed. Not annoyed. Don't be annoyed. It's okay to feel sad that we're losing these guys. That said, I think we're going to end up liking the guy who won the World Cup. I do think that that's true. Let me go through some comments because they're rolling in for noon on a Friday. Let me get some comments and then we're going to bring on, we got a couple of callers. J140 says, I can't wait to wake up tomorrow and see that Bwanga has been sold to Tigres. God, it'll suck if he goes to Liga MX instead of France. I think maybe he wants to go back to France, but we'll see. JT must be cooking British food because what the fuck is this? I trust JT. I think we're going to have a fine off season, but boy, was it a rough morning. Hugo Lloris has a Griezmann translator. I agree that there's a possibility that maybe this is just to get Griezmann. We get Vela back on a TAM deal. We're going to find out today Vela's on a DP deal. Watch. maybe we're trying to win Griezmann over. I would love that, but who knows? Robert Bronco says, I've been saying this upcoming season is going to be rough. It could be a rebuilding season. We put all in this past year, and we had some old guys. And I don't know if Fufu and Kike are there yet. They might be. We'll see. Drover Shy, J-Mac move is just rude. Yeah, I think that's what's going to be the biggest debate during this conversation. He knows what he's doing. He's not dumb. But if they offered him a starting spot, I don't blame the guy. I wanted him to get a starting spot. But anywhere else, man, there's other places that need a keeper. Fuck that team down the street. What do you mean, how's everyone feeling? No one's feeling good. Hector says, J-Mac was mostly going to leave and get his money. Max might be on board with this. Hugo adds experience and leadership. We had an older player that gave us that leave. I would love that if Hugo comes in and wants the backup spot. I don't see why he would come here for the backup spot. I just don't see it. Maybe. Do you think Chiellini would have come over here for the backup spot? He was backup for a little bit, but not for long. Drover feeling wretched. He provides experience and mentorship for Maxime. I don't see that happening. I don't see Maxime coming back if this happens. I think he deserves to start. I think Hugo's our starter, guys. All right, I'm going to bring in our first caller. Now, as if this day couldn't get any worse. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our first guest to the show, Heel of the Foot, Jeff Cock. Heel of the Foot, Jeff Cock. How you doing?
You know, I'm here, Travis. I'm alive. That's all I can say, basically.
I noticed that you didn't come on for a few of the games where we were doing well, and now on a bad day, you're here.
Whoa. Hey, listen, I was at the games, and you guys kept giving me shit about not having a good mic, so I didn't fucking call in. You know what I mean?
You know, and your mic sounds good. Why is that?
Some asshole sent me one in the mail because I kept bitching.
Just to remind everyone, we sent Jeff Taka mic in the mail. So anytime he's mean to us, remind him that he's indebted to us forever. Jeff, how you feeling about today's news? I have a feeling bad.
No. I mean, I'm sad because I like both those guys a lot. But like, you know, John McCarthy won us an MLS Cup, and now he's going to go make more money. You know what I mean? And like, I'm not sad that he's gone, and I'm sad that he went to the fucking the Galaxy. But also, what tells me that I think they overpaid for him. That's what I'm guessing. That they wanted to fucking take our keeper and be these trying high hat us or whatever. And I love J-Mac, but he's not going to be better than the guy who won the World Cup. Like, I know that we're all like, oh, everybody's washed, whatever.
Nut says, can we trade Talk to Carson for J-Mac instead?
You're stuck with me, motherfuckers. I'm here for life. I think Max is the bigger bummer, right? Like, Max is like the bigger, like, that was my guy. He broke his leg, whatever. I guess I feel like there's something else going on, that maybe he's got to go back to Canada for family reasons, or, you know, because like that, I don't know if you remember, that was a big thing with our first captain scored the first goal, whose name I never can remember.
Simon,
who ended up going back to Canada because he couldn't get good enough healthcare for his kid, I think was like one of the big issues. His kid had needed more assistance than he could get here. So I'm not saying it's that, obviously, but there's something I think that would make Max move on. Our guys are too smart to kick a guy out, basically, who's on a pretty good contract for somebody else who's an older guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be our keeper of the future.
Yeah.
You know?
He's on a one-year deal.
Yeah. So says to me something else is going on that he wanted to move. You know what I mean? And the other thing is, like, he's a French-Canadian guy, right? Yeah. So Maxime at TFC, right? Like, doesn't that make more sense? Like, if you were just to say in the abstract, a guy hates being in Vancouver because they're terrible and their owner's awful and they play on fucking carpet and like a weird baseball stadium, you'd expect them to go to TFC, which has the more money, has everything else, right? So that to me says something's going on with his family, or, you know, there's not enough francophones here or something. You know?
Sometimes people just want to be close to home too. Like it's weird to be in a new country. I mean, I don't know. It's also possible that our front office saw this as an opportunity to bring in a big name and thought it at least was comparable and said, hey, we're going to bring in someone that's going to make news internationally. I think that has to be a factor in it.
But I find that so interesting because to me, I'm like, I think our fan base would be more excited by like another young, like Latino player, like somebody like, yes. You know, this is the thing, right? It's like once Vela goes, it's like, I'd love to have Hector Herrera on our team. I'd love to have somebody that's like going to get that fan base excited. I don't know that like Lloris, like the goalkeeper for France, is that like, that's not a gigantic draw. People like attackers, people like those guys. You know what I mean?
I think more so, not a draw for our fans. I think it's possible that it's something that gets news in Europe. He's a very, like, he's a legend in France. He's been Tottenham's keeper forever. Like, the guy's been in 2 World Cup finals. Like, people know who he is. So whether or not it's going to put butts in the seats, I don't know if that's true. I think it's possible. I think we like being known by European players as a place you want to go. Yeah. Chiellini, Gareth Bale, and now Hugo. I don't know. Doesn't feel like, I feel like it has to be a factor. I don't know. I think my gut says Max wanted to go somewhere else or was offered a deal that was out of what we were willing to pay him. Mm-hmm. And we took a swing this way. We've had LAFC Daniel waiting for a bit. He dropped off for a second, but he is also here. LAFC Daniel, welcome to the show. How you feeling? I know you've also been tweeting through it with me.
Yeah, today feels like Black Friday. You know, that's really what it is. Losing out on a couple guys that have been a really important part of
because we got a great deal. That's what you meant, right? Because we got a great deal.
And that too. Good one.
We don't know that. He could be a DP for all we fucking know.
Here's the thing with that is that Thorington has talked in the past about the DP spots being reserved for attacking players. And that's how he sees it based off of how they have valued other players in the past. I guarantee you that he's not a designated player.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure in the next couple of days or a couple of weeks, we'll find out more details on what that contract situation is like. But here's the thing is soccer is a business. Like you said, we got Fabrizio Romano tweeting about LAFC, you know, that has to be a part of it. The dude captained the team in the World Cup. You know, he captained a team that went to the Champions League final, not the CONCACAF Champions League final, the UEFA Champions League final. The guy's going to bring a different level of experience, a different pedigree than we are used to. I shouldn't say that we are used to because we had Giorgio fucking Chiellini on our team, right? So he takes over as the leader on the back line, and you better believe he's going to have that defense organized, right? The other thing is we don't know Max's desires. We don't know what he wanted. We don't know what he wanted for his salary, for his footballing, for his personal life. He might have wanted to go back to Canada for all we know. You know, this kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, I guarantee you there's a lot more to the story. You talk about stories, Travis, but, you know, this story is only just getting started between Lloris, Max, and J-Mac, who is now public enemy number one. Right, he's.
Are you gonna boo, Daniel? Are you gonna boo?
Oh, absolutely!
I'm gonna boo too.
All kinds of shit, dude.
Absolutely.
And you better believe I know I have watched enough J-Mac to know he's gonna talk a little bit of shit too. Oh,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jeff, did you say in the text chain? Somebody said he's from Philly. It's rude to not boo him.
It would be meaner to be nice to him. Yeah, yeah. It's actually, I don't know if you know this, but people from Philadelphia, unless you hit them with a 2x4 when you say hello, they get really grumpy. They think that's like against their code of conduct. So no, I'm going to boo him. And here's the other thing. Even if he's so sad, whatever. Like you took the money to go to a rival. Like we have to boo you. Like I'm not going to not boo him. Like right. Get out of here. Like no chance.
I think I'm going to eventually boo him. I think I was tweeting earlier. It's going to be real fucking hard for me to do it. I think because I've loved him for so long. I think he got the short end of the stick. I knew he was leaving in the offseason. He deserved money. He deserved to start somewhere.
How did he get the short end of the stick?
Not short end of the stick.
He was a backup keeper forever. He then came in and made a bunch of money off of us playing him. He's not getting the shred of the stick.
The other thing to remember is the guy was a supplemental player for LAFC. You know, this is likely his first big payday.
If you look at what he made last year, it was pennies. He made one of the worst salaries on the team as our starting goalie. Right. I'm happy he's getting paid. I think you're right, though. The first interview he has as a Galaxy player, he's going to fucking talk shit, and then it's over. Knowing J-Mac, he's like, he did it to Philly. He did it to Philly, too. It's like, you know, I think he has fondness here, but, you know, he's not a guy I want to be in a bar fight with. And I think that scrappiness is going to make us hate him in the end.
You know, did he have no other options? Did he have to go to the enemy, though? You know, I get grabbing the bag, right? But, like, you know, is it, oh, I want to keep my family in L.A.? I don't know, right? People are going to be upset. People are going to be thankful. Both are right. But guaranteed, I'm going to talk all kinds of shit to that guy any chance that I get. And then once his career is over and he wants to come back to BMO and be celebrated with the crowd, I'm going to give him a fucking standing ovation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. At least we don't have to have a 2 month long debate about whether or not he's going to celebrate when he scores. You know, it was like, that's all we could talk about with Chicho for like two fucking months. Let me just read some of these comments, 'cause I've missed some of them. Hugo's valued at 1.5 on Transfer Market. I think he's he's a high TAM guy. Tim is right. He's not going to occupy DP spot. I was mainly joking. I'm just saying if you wanted the day to get worse, we would find out that he's a TAM guy. I mean, he's a DP. Everyone's saying you have to boo. I just think Raheem Edwards mattered so much less to this fucking club than J-Mac did. And J-Mac's story is so, I don't know. It's maybe my favorite story as
he's the MLS Cup final MVP.
Yeah. You know? After not playing the whole season. Right. You know? It's just going to be hard. It's going to be hard. And I do think a lot of people are saying Hugo's washed. He's washed for the Premier League.
Hold on. Do you think you have such a special connection with Jamie because you're both himbos? Do you think that's what it is, that you're both good-looking dumb guys?
I relate to dirtbag white trash from the East Coast.
He is, baby. I mean, that's the thing, though. That's what I love him. It's like, listen, I'm very happy we're a very Latino team. I like to have Latino representation. J-Mac was representation for you and me, Travis, for white trash scumbags who also like soccer.
I will say, this is something I held my tongue about a lot during the season. The guy follows a lot of fascists on Instagram.
He follows,
he turned him heel in one sentence. Man.
He follows Ivanka Trump. That's how deep he's in.
He likes to fit in a photo of Ivanka Trump.
Huh? So if you guys are looking for any reason to boo, the guy votes Republican. Hey, a baby's on the chat. Sorry for swearing.
No, that's okay. He can't hear you. I've got the headphones on.
Where was J-Mac on January 6th?
That's
the
real question to be asked. Yeah.
I mean, he's showing that he's a traitor. We know now that he's a traitor. Why not do an insurrection? This is an insurrection on LAFC.
It's true. That really did it, huh? Like, that's 100%. I'm all out. Every bull, all this fucking horseshit about how it's the MLS, fuck him. Get the fuck out of here. That's great.
We got a couple other callers. Anything else you guys want to add before you guys pop off?
I was right. Thank you for letting me say that I was right. I was correct the whole time. It was never going to happen. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
What was never? Oh, that we weren't going to win MLS Cup. You were right. You were right. I think what you said, though, was we would never win another game. So, no, you were not right.
There's no way to check what I actually said. You know, who's to say? No one's ever going to look it up. It's fine.
Eagerly awaiting the thank you for the microphone. Jeff, can't wait to never talk to you again. Goodbye. Daniel, anything you want to say before I pop you off?
No, just that Hugo Lloris is a great signing. Be happy, guys. Like, this is a big deal.
So. I think we'll all end up being happy. I think it's going to take us a little bit of time to process the loss of two guys we like, but thanks for your optimism, and I think we're going to all end up agreeing with you in the end. Mostly. We'll see.
Yep, we'll see.
All right, see you, Daniel.
Later, man.
All right, we got a couple more callers. First one up, he's been on for a bit. We'll wait. Joey Two Bars, how you doing?
I mean, you know, I'm okay. A little ambivalent about the moves. There's Cubby. He says hi.
Hi, Cubby the dog. Of course, always calling in on a walk.
Yeah, right. That's why I said I'm between two bars. Also a goalie reference.
So you're feeling ambivalent?
Yeah. I mean, I really like Daniel. He's a new follow for me on Twitter, but I appreciate his optimism. He's kind of filling my Twitter Vince football optimism hole, as it were. I'm a low-key Tottenham supporter, you know, which means I'm often suffering. And it's weird to see. I mean, I think you were pretty on the money when you said, yeah, he sucked in EPL, but that doesn't mean he's going to be shitty in MLS. I mean, you know, I don't really remember following Roman Bürki at Dortmund, but he did pretty solid at St. Louis City.
Yeah. Now, Berkey's a few years younger and a DP.
Right. Granted.
But I hope that neither of those things are true. I mean, well, I know one isn't true, but I hope that he's not a DP.
And yeah, you know, it's weird because I have those fuzzy feelings about J-Mac that everybody else does. I met him at a ACFC game. He was sitting, I guess, with his girlfriend or wife and was real pleasant you know, amenable to meeting LAFC fans. But then I also discovered on the internet, you know, he's a little bit on Darren's side of backing the blue and whatnot. So
question, as a Tottenham fan, what are we getting with Hugo Lloris?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe we're getting like the anti-curse. Maybe we're going to get, you know, a reverse of our bad luck. Maybe we'll start performing well in high pressure games. I don't know. It's going to be weird. We really do have to see what happens with Max. I guess there's a lot of rumors about him going to, can we look? Okay. We have to cross the street. as usual, I'm, appropriating the stream. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I am a big supporter since day one of supporting LAFC. When we looked really shambolic, it was often because it looked like our back line didn't know how to communicate, wasn't together. And you look at our MLS, you know, cup loss, Ryan Hollingshead getting smoked. It's not like it's a team sport. So there should have been a little bit more tightness and positioning. So I would hope that I kind of think it all starts with the goalkeeper talking it up. He's the one who, you know, talks to the center back line. And I would hope that he provides that kind of leadership that I think Chiellini did. We didn't get to hear it often. You know, it takes me back to the COVID days when you could hear Bob Bradley yelling really loudly on the field because nobody else was there. But yeah, I think that leadership is really important. And so I hope that even if he's, you know, maybe he's a locker room leader, because I always hoped that Chiellini would like stick around post-retirement and hang out and coach the team. But I think that's maybe not realistic. So now we shall see what happens with our goalkeeper situation.
Well, thank you for calling in, Joey, and please tell Cubby I love him.
Thanks. It's mutual.
All right. See you later.
Fuck COVID.
Fuck COVID. I didn't even tell you guys. Remember I was bragging about being COVID negative because of Paxlovid? Got that Pax rebound, and today is my first negative day. I've been holed up for another fucking 7 days. All right, we got another caller. Lindsay Moss and Andrew Bauer joining us together. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I think we need to talk about what it is about MLS keepers that they're all coke dealers and fascists. Like, I don't understand. And I know Darren backs the blue, but weren't you a keeper? Is there anything that you need to share with us you've been holding on to?
I will say that my dirtbag upbringing is one in which I could have very easily fallen into a drug dealer or fascist camp. And I think it's lucky that I did not end up in either of those worlds. So how are you feeling about the cacophony of news this morning? I'm sorry, we lost you for a second.
Just like feeling a little bit of mixed emotions. I try to trust in John Thorington.
Sorry, we can only hear your dog barking and not you. Is there a mic? Weirdly, his mic is fine, but yours isn't.
I don't know.
Is that better?
No, I wonder if it's just his AirPod.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Talking to his ear.
But
talking to his ear. See if that does anything.
Let's try.
Can't hear you. Literally talk into his ear. I want to see what happens if you talk into his ear. No, we can't hear you at all anymore. I'm sorry. Well, we tried, Lindsay. I was so happy to see you on the pod. You're completely muted now. I can't hear anything you're saying. Well, Lindsay, Andrew, let me know in the comments and I'll say it out loud for you. Great to see you. All right. Look, let me remove them from the stage. All right. What did I miss? What did I miss in the comments? People saying Son from Tottenham could be coming. We're just making things up now, guys, because we want to see the bright side. I think the rational side of me will win out, as it always does. The LAFC Daniel side of me will win out. This one hurts today. And I think that's what I'm struggling with the most. And it's why I'm doing an emergency pod, because our backup keeper went to Carson. He could have gone anywhere, man. It feels like a real fuck you. They must have paid him. Or maybe he wanted to stay in LA and this is a way to do it. He doesn't have to move. It's just so it sucks to have to hate him. That's what it is. It sucks to have to hate him. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Palacios, who I think we knew was leaving. There was a rumor Palacios was going to Cincinnati, and I'm very thankful that he's not. We knew Palacios was going. But the good news is we don't really have a hole at that position. We have Palencia as a backup. Palencia, I know, is hot or cold for some people. I've always liked Palencia. I think he made a couple of mistakes that made people not like him. And I think his raw talent isn't as good as Palacios's. But I think we got a player in Palencia that we don't have to worry about that role right now. I am a little bit worried about Vela or Belanga, more so, but I mean, look, Taylor Ferguson says emergency Highland Park bar run. We go in a house of football right now. Are they open? Look, Max to Toronto makes sense to me because it feels as if he wants to go back there. It makes this all track a little bit more, and it allows me to say maybe he wanted out. And if that's what he wants, I don't blame the guy. He's a free agent, could do whatever he wants. But I do think like we're in a place as a team where I think we might, there's a chance we might not have a great season next year. Just I let him cook, let J-Mac cook or JT cook. Kellen Parker, my friend, gets mad at me at how negative I am all the time. JT has never disappointed. I mean, he's made some flops, but overall, no team has consistently been as good as we've been. We still have really key pieces coming back. Juan Vargas, socialized medicine, don't blame him wanting to go back to Canada. I hope that the MLS Players Association has better health insurance than the most of us, but if they don't, their union needs to work on it. I bet the MLSPA isn't the strongest union on the planet. J140 says, I think we're fine to lose Vela, But if we lose Bouanga, restart the club. I don't want to lose Vela, but if he's demanding a DP, I think we all agree it's not his spot anymore. Although, after showing our loyalty to J-Mac and to Maxime, who knows anymore? Although I can't say that. I don't know what the story is in the background of why this signing happened. We signed a World Cup winning goalie today, and I'm here fucking crying. That's why you can't fall in love with any player in MLS. People always are like, we got to stick with our players. We got to stick with our players. We can't in MLS because of the roster rules and because this isn't anyone's end goal. Unless you're like someone like Taylor Twellman, who plays here for fucking 12 years, likes being here, or a Clint Dempsey. Like, most people want to see how they do on the biggest stage. And for better or worse, with our roster rules, we're not the biggest stage. And even if we opened up the roster rules tomorrow, like, Saudi Arabia isn't the biggest fucking stage and they could spend as much money as they want. I would say we could beat the majority of Saudi Arabian teams. I think we just have to get used to losing players that we are sad to lose. And I don't want to. I don't want to get used to that, but it keeps happening. I think this is hard just because we didn't see it coming. And I remember in our season wrap-up episode, I gave Vince a list of names and said, which of those players will be back this year? And the only one he was confident of was Maxime. And that's the only one we know for sure right now, besides Palacios, is not coming back. We got another caller. Let's hope the audio goes a little bit better. Our good friend Drover Shy. Drover with the mannequin hand back in the chat. How you doing?
It's a mixed bag, isn't it? It's a mixed bag. It feels weird. Yeah. The McCarthy news, we talked about it all. The McCarthy news isn't great. Makes sense because of the money. Palacios moving on makes sense because of the money. I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. That's probably like the what everyone's saying, and if JT can mix something up and make some magic happen. But not a great day of transfer news.
Yes, at least emotionally. I think it's obvious rationally we'll all be fine in the end. But it just hurts, like, as a fan, to have to give up people that you have grown fond of.
Yeah. And the weirdest things, we support Spurs too. I know that's lame or like low key to support an English team, but like, we've seen him play a bunch and he was good for a long time. And then sort of towards the end, he would just have these sort of like really big, like just goal giving mistakes, which is it's not going to happen here or anything, but it was towards the end where like a lot of the fans were just like, I think he's going to move on because like he's just, his reactions aren't as quick and everything. So not to put a sour on it. Like I'm still happy that he's coming here and everything and the leadership and the old presence in the locker room and all that sort of thing. But it does just like, you remember those things. And like, I remember being excited when Vermeer was in and the pedigree and everything. And yeah, that was not a good experiment.
Yeah, I think Vermeer is a little bit, people keep saying that. This feels different to me than that. This is a different caliber of player. I think I was excited about Vermeer too, but it's like, there's very few goalkeepers whose name I know. We just signed one of them. Like it's scary to all of us because he's the same age as me. And yes. I can barely bend over.
Yeah.
I mean, like, as someone who's watched him, I know he didn't play this season, or at least didn't play much. What can we expect from him stylistically? I know people have been saying he's not a great distributor, but is he only not a great distributor by Premier League standards? Like, what are we talking here? Because I think we all have to keep remembering that MLS is like the 10th best league in the world. Sure, he might still have it here, you know?
Yeah, it's just like calmness under pressure when someone's running down on the ball on him. And so that's where his decision-making would get dicey. It was just like, instead of being able to calmly just either pass the ball straight up the field to someone or pass it out to one of his center backs, there'd be like this hesitation and then a goal would be gifted. So he's still athletic. He makes incredible saves. Like, I know goalkeepers' ages, that's like they have like a longer longevity even as they get older. It'll probably be a confidence thing, I think. Probably him coming here and kind of try to reboot him in his twilight years, that sort of thing. But like, other than that, he's good. We'll see what he's been doing this past 9 months and all that sort of thing. So yeah, it's still exciting. When we talk about connections, I always think like the Griezmann thing would be crazy, but I feel like not that necessarily like we'd get anything, he'd speak to him, but like if Lloris had a connection to someone else, I feel like it'd be like an Olivier Giroud, like older striker kind of connection more than like Griezmann's still flashy. I keep looking at my wife here. That's why I'm not just looking off into the distance.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
So we'll see.
I'm saying, how close is he with Mbappe? Just going to throw it out there. That could make this day worth it.
I have a feeling Mbappe is going to be signed in the next 48 hours to LAFC.
Yeah.
Look, crazier things have happened. I don't think they have. Messi is old. Mbappe it would be crazier for Mbappe to come here, I feel.
Yeah.
But I love Mbappe. I have an idea for that mannequin hand.
Yeah.
I think you need to buy a lavalier mic and stick it on that. And then when you have your group of four that hangs out, you can hang the thing around as a mic.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just put a mic in the hand.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. I'm disappointed in this thing. I'm getting ready to chuck it in the bin because it did not bring us any luck on that final day, but I don't know. Hair of the dog.
Yeah. Well, thanks guys for calling in. It's always great to talk to you. Anything else before I pop you off?
No. We'll wait for some more news and up the talk. Love that man.
Hey, he wasn't that sad today. You know, no, I think he was rational. I think he understood the gravity of the situation.
Trying to do a wellness check on him, but
yeah, he's finally on meds, which I think is good. All right, well, Drover and Drover's wife, great to talk to you.
We'll see you guys.
Goodbye. Question from Reddit: where can you find the best baguettes in LA? Asking for a new friend. Let me think about that. There's some great LA gets a bad rap for bread, and if we're gonna give him bread wrecks, what's it called? Superba has some great baguettes. I've gotten the baguette from Superba. You know, you're not going to go wrong with a Clark Street bread. There's two Clark Street breads now, I think. Bubs and Grandma's, fantastic bread. Just a couple of places if you're watching Hugo and you want to. I'm going to only call him Hugo because the double L makes me want to say the Y sound. But I know it's French, so it isn't the Y sound. And so every time I see his name, I panic. So he's just Hugo. And if you tell me it's Ugo, like my city councilman, I'm never going to say his name. I'm so sad that I was so excited to see our callers before, and I'm sad that their sound went away. We'll figure it out next time for Andrew Bauer and Lindsay Moss. We also lost one of our top scouts in Central and South America. I know that Vince was really bummed about that one. He's not here to talk about that as much, but seems like an all-around great guy that we lost that's going over to Europe. Good for him. It's good to have someone who likes the club go over there. And I do think Lloris is going to be a great locker room guy and a great leader. I think it's a rough day for all of us for all the reasons we've already said. Any other people in the chat want to leave us with anything else? Hold on. Friend has a bakery in Culver City, De Paris Croissant. I said French, and then I said croissant like I live in fucking Alabama. De Paris Croissant. How was that? This one I don't know how to say. In Santa Monica, great bread. Man, this is great. Tartine. If nothing else. We're breaking news. Vince La Rosa hired by the Galaxy. I don't know if you're joking. If that's true, I gotta look at my text right now. Hold on. Let me double check that LAFC Ben is joking. He hasn't texted me. I would hope that he would tell me. Look, a couple of good spots on Montrose La Crescenta. then he would know where the good baguettes are. LA bread has gone a long way. When I moved here a little over a decade ago, bread and pizza, not in a good spot. And I feel like we've gotten pizza, bagels, and bread into a good place. I know there were a couple of places a decade ago, but the people would brag about like Sam's Bagels or Noah's Bagels. This place fucking sucked. We finally have good bagels. J-Mac posted a goodbye. Let me read that. I'll read it to you. Hugo fought Son in the locker room? Great. Great. Locker room leader. Okay, I'll leave us with this bad bread part of our history. Yeah. J-Mac just posted a heartfelt goodbye that is made. It's got graphic design, which means this was a long time coming. This is from his Instagram. Dear LAFC, the time has come to say goodbye to a chapter of my life that has been nothing short of extraordinary. To each and every one of you in the 3252. He's talking about us, guys. He's talking about us. And to the wider LAFC family. Maybe that's who he's talking about, because I don't do the jumping. I'm too old. I want to express my deepest gratitude for the incredible journey we've shared. So far, this is written by a PR agency. Your unwavering support, whether at home or on the road, has been incredible. The chants, the cheers, and the sheer passion you bring to every game are etched into my heart forever. Representing the black and gold has been an honor and a privilege, and I leave with memories that will stay with me always. I am forever proud to lift our first MLS Cup trophy together. Look, this is completely written by an agent. To my teammates, that said, maybe I don't want his notes app knowing what I know about him. To my teammates, the coaching staff, especially Oka, I don't know how to pronounce the name, who's the goalkeeping coach, and the entire back office at LAFC, thank you. You've been my family away from home. LAFC will always have a special place in my heart. Thank you, John McCarthy. Okay. LAFC just posted the hat box gift. We know who it is. It's the keeper. Guys, it's the keeper. We're okay. I think we know who it is. It's the keeper. International Mail. Yeah, it's Lloris. He posts some photos of the LAFC family. The guy's going to talk shit. We're going to have to hate him. I can't talk shit until he does. I guess going to Carson is talking shit. I just can't hate him yet, guys. I know we have to. I know I'm going to boo. They posted the hat video. If you guys want to get your hopes up, you can. It's almost definitely the keeper that is that we know we already have. It's Christostomo again. McCarthy's real goodbye message will be released by a Q drop. It's very funny, from Juan Garbus. Look, it's been a weird day. It's been a weird morning. The day's not even over. We're going to, somebody told me to wait until later to do this, but I'm going out later. I've been in quarantine for fucking 3 weeks. This is I got out of quarantine. This is the first fucking thing I'm doing. I want to go walk my dog, for God's sake. Look, Carson fans already trolling us, happy to get our scraps. Yeah, I mean, they can troll us all they want. They're getting our backup keeper because we weren't going to pay him what they paid him. I love J-Mac, but it's not because I think he should be our starting keeper. I think he deserves to start elsewhere and get paid. I don't want to pay him to be our starting keeper. They control us, but I guess they like getting our backup keeper and making him the starter while we sign a World Cup champion. I don't know. They're going to troll us no matter what, but like, they didn't get one over on us here. We're not sad. We're sad because he went to Carson, but like, it's not like any of us thought that he was going to, we all get it at this point. All right. They can make fun of us if they want. It's misguided. We weren't like trying to sign him as our first string. They can have him if they want him. I'm sad that he's leaving, and it has nothing to do with me thinking that he thinks they're a better organization. Maybe Will Koontz stole him. I don't fucking know. If anyone sees Will Koontz, give him a good. Nope, not going to say, not going to say that. Not going to say what I was going to say. Enjoy Raheem Edwards and John McCarthy over at Chivas 3.0. Look, at 8, we're announcing Mbappe. Great. I love that. They got our backup GM. All right, y'all. I think an hour-long live stream in the middle of the day on a Friday is fine. Socle bleu, je suis happy foot. How do I say happy foot, sad foot in French? We're going to do a Google Translate right now. Translate is that we're going to end with with me saying happy foot, sad foot. I cannot. Let me hear it. Pieu hu pit twist. Let me hear it one more time. Pieu hu pit twist. It's way too hard to say. Fuck that. No, I'm not saying it. I'm putting it in the comments so you see what I'm trying to pronounce. We are going to be fine. John Thorington continues to be the best GM in the league. When he leaves, we can panic. I'm happy to have him. I'm happy that we still have a long 2 months of offseason left. In 2 days, it's a new year, and we can leave all this shit behind us. Omelette du fromage. Huru. Huru. Okay, that's how you say it. Huru. People are helping me out. Time to learn French on Duolingo. I mean, Bwanga's already on the team, if we really want. We have a World Cup winner on our team. We lost Chiellini, and we gained Hugo Lloris. Hugo Lloris, Hugo Lloris. I don't fucking... You guys know me at this point. I can't pronounce Spanish names. I can't pronounce French names. If the name isn't John... That's why I'm going to miss John McCarthy so much. Nothing more American than a dirty boy from Philly named John McCarthy. He might as well be called Ranch Dressing. All right, y'all. This was fun. Thanks for hanging out with me in the middle of the day. I'm going to go take my dog for a walk before it rains overnight. I love you all. Thanks for hanging out with me even in the off season. I think we'll put it up as a pod whenever Darren's like with his family finally. So we'll see but maybe we can get it up today, maybe not. But thanks for hanging out. We love you. Usually we say like follow us. If you haven't already, hit the thumbs up. That helps a lot. And subscribe. That helps a lot. We love you. Je t'aime. Je t'aime. Hugo Lloris. Je teste. Jean McCarthy. Jean McCarthy. I love you. Je t'aime. Je t'aime. Au revoir. Au revoir. If this is your first time watching the stream, I promise you I'm not this annoying usually. Maybe I am. Fuck you. Bye. How do I end this? Darren usually does it.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.